think anyone who saw the play knows kind of what happened. It's something that unfortunately went against us, but we're moving on. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. The NFL has made it very clear through their statement that they're moving on. So we are as well. There's no more need to put the blame on the referees. Everyone knows when you see the play what happened, and we're going to instead choose to look in the mirror and realize that offensively we shouldn't put our defense in that position. We played very poor in the first half and didn't cash in and get seven twice in the red zone. So we take that on our shoulders, and obviously a lot of emotion after what happened. And even more frustration reading that bogus report that the NFL put out. So we're just going to move on and move forward and get ready for New Orleans.
Aaron, I know that the NFL released a blanket statement. Did anyone from the offices specifically reach out to the Packers?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to speak for that.
No surprise at all, though. Yourself on the radio show, some of the guys on Twitter, fines were made of this. Did that surprise you at all that that's not happening?
No.
You expected it to be.
There's too many people who felt the same way.
So moving on to Sunday, is this going to have a positive effect, a negative effect, or no effect?
Positive, negative, or no? I think a positive effect. It's got to. We have to. It's a good learning experience for us. You hate to go through it, but you have to understand. There's sometimes things are out of your control. Just talking to Charles. Charles was a part of the tuck rule play. About almost 10 years ago now. You hate to have to go through it, but hopefully you can build some character and we can learn some from this. I think one thing that we really learned from this is that as frustrating as it is, ultimately it's a game judged by people who are imperfect, and there's going to be mistakes. And you hate it that it affected us and we lost the win because of it, but there's a lot of blame to go around other than the referees. They have a job to do. They're trying to do their best. They obviously didn't bring their best, in that game and in that play, but there's a lot of blame to fall on the shoulders of guys like myself who didn't play their best game that night. And as a man, I think it's more important that you stand up in a situation like this and point the finger at yourself first and let the opinions fall where they may. Well, it sounds like there's a deal done, so hopefully we won't have to deal with that.
Okay, but if something does not get resolved, do you feel like something like that would be necessary?
No. That's TJ. I didn't say anything like that, so I'm hoping we can all move past this issue here. Please, let's talk about New Orleans. If not, I'm gonna take off.
Can we talk about the protection issues? How much is it the line? How much is it you holding on to the ball too long?
Well, yeah, we had some protection breakdowns and some situations where I didn't get rid of the football. It's a fine line between trying to make a play outside the pocket and throwing it out of bounds. So we'll do a better job of that moving forward.
What's your relationship like with Drew? Do you have a relationship, and do you relish playing another one of the elite quarterbacks in the game Sunday?
Elite is an interesting word. Drew obviously falls into everyone's elite status, but it is great. It's great to be friends with a guy like that because he's got a lot of knowledge. He's played the game at a high level for a long time. We both reside in Southern California in the off season and have spent off seasons working out together. And I've always been impressed by his work ethic and obviously the way he plays. It's if we have a common opponent, it's always good to put his film on because you can take away more from the way he plays.
Are the Saints even more dangerous in a sense coming in here at 0-3?
I mean, they're always dangerous. They're probably like us on defense, trying to find their identity with a new system and some new pieces. We got to find our identity a little, quickly here this week and start to get back to the way we're used to playing.
Aaron, there's always going to be a question about the offense until you guys start scoring 35 again like last year, but is there any key part to it that needs to get fixed? I mean, putting up 12 and ranking towards the bottom half of the league right now in the points category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. A lot of things that we actually talked about in the preseason when the questions were how can you improve on last year, It was a lot of things that the coaches told us. It was, you know, red zone TD percentage, third down percentage. We're at 40, I think, in the third downs, and our red zone probably is around 50, if not lower. You got to cash in those opportunities. You got to convert third downs, give you more opportunities. And a game like last night, you know, is like the game in Chicago. You feel like you left a lot of points on the board.